Plastic can degrade into tiny particles that are then ingested and invade our organs because of widespread plastic use. These micro and nanoplastics are in the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water we drink. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports Rutgers University has received a $3.2 million federal grant to study impacts on our digestive system.
Recent studies have found microplastics in the human bloodstream, brain tissue, and other organs, and exposure could increase the risk of heart attack or stroke. Philip Democritou is the lead investigator of the new study.
We know that these micronanoplastics can penetrate biological barriers that our body has in place to protect us. And the big question, and the multi-million dollar question, of course, is what are the health implications of this exposure?
Democritou says the study will focus on impacts to those with inflammatory bowel disease. In the meantime, he calls for reducing the use of plastics and replacing them with biodegradable and non-toxic alternatives. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.